Hello, and welcome to our wealth creation program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty, your host, and thanks for listening in today. Super excited. Today's topic is all about say, share, do. And we have the amazing Zach Slobin with us. He and his wife, Eden, have been a part of our Isagenix family for so many years right now. I'm going to tell you, they have come in, hit the ground running, and kicked some rear in business building. They have two business centers that are huge, one of them being 8-star Golden Circle, the other being 6-star Golden Circle. If you put all of their crystal executives together, they have 8 crystal executives between both of their teams. And they have honestly been such huge contributors to the training aspect of Isagenix and helping people with social media, in breathing life into all of you to help you build your businesses. They're incredible leaders. They travel all over the world supporting their teams and you out in the field. I know that Zach graced the stages at Nashville at Celebration this year. He has been 2 years running on the field advisory board. That's a very honorable position to have, just because typically people that are called to field advisory board, they've got some brains and experience, and they're taking action in their teams. He and Eden are also START ambassadors, and I feel that probably one of the pinnacles in your career in Isagenix is to receive the coveted Man of the Year or Woman of the Year award, and Zach just received that Man of the Year 2018. We're so proud of you, Zach. They hail from La Jolla, California, and with that, welcome. Great to have you with us today.
Oh my God. Thank you. I'm always honored to be a guest on the podcast because, and we say this on every podcast, if it wasn't for Isagenix podcast and if it wasn't for the education that you provide, we probably almost guaranteed wouldn't have the business that we have, because when Eden first started building Isagenix, she'd listen to you. She'd wake up at, 5 in the morning to go to her corporate job. And in her car on the way to her office, she would spend 20 minutes listening to a podcast and then another 20 minutes listening to another podcast. And then by the time she got to work, she'd probably listen to 3 or 4, because at the time we were living in LA and, it took her at least an hour and a half to get to her job every day. Mm. And she would just always send me podcasts from you saying, like, you got to listen to this, you got to listen to this, you got to listen to this. And so me listening to some of the podcasts that Eden would share with me at the time was also what inspired me to really learned so much more about Isagenix than I'd ever known existed. So thank you for your service over the years. And most importantly, thank you for your friendship over the years. We just adore you. So
thank you for that. That is so cool. I'm super excited to be a part of your guys' journey and coming in. Really, that means so much. And hey, who doesn't want to work with great people? You guys are awesome. I mean, I would say that out of everybody in the Isagenix family, you guys are so ridiculously incredible. All of you out there, everybody that's listening to this, seriously, we attract some of the most amazing people, and amazing in different ways. When I think of you, Zach and Eden, not only are you real and humble and honest and everything around you is built on integrity, but you're brilliant, you're smart, These are the types of minds that actually come into Isagenix and actually rise in the ranks. And how cool is it too, Zach, that we have so many new people that are popping in millionaire ranks? I've never even heard of some of these people. That's how fast they're rising in the ranks and the company is growing.
That's the best. And it's really true that, like, we'll look at, we'll see an ICU pop up somewhere and we'll look at, like, who are the trainers, and be like, so-and-so is training as a 5-star Golden Circle or a 6-star Golden Circle. Like, who is that?
I know.
But that's exciting. That just says so much about the company and where we're going and what's possible here for people. And in regards to, it's interesting. David Woods says this. He goes, I don't know that Isagenix attracts the best people, but Isagenix certainly brings out the best in people. And I would tend to agree with that. I can't sit here and say that I'm the same person today as I was when I got started with Isagenix. I think that in so many ways, this company has facilitated my growth. It's definitely facilitated Eden's growth. Having examples to model, like Jim and Kathy and Eric, and some of the leaders that have come before us, I think has been probably the most prominent factor in our development overall. So did we bring in some of our own attributes? Yeah, sure. But, what is it? Iron sharpens iron. Isn't that the thing? And I feel like we've been sharpened significantly because of the people that we've surrounded ourselves with in this company. And I guess we weren't really even going to talk about this on this podcast, but for those of you guys that are listening, ladies and gentlemen, that's a clue. Who you surround yourself with, your environment, will play a significant role on your growth. And whether those people are inside Isagenix or outside of Isagenix, be vigilant in terms of who you allow to mold and shape and speak into your life, because it can make all the difference between who you are and who you're destined to become.
Ooh, I have goosebumps. I have goosebumps right now, because this is, I know that just hit and landed on certain people really deep. I know that there are people that are listening into this podcast. They're still working the corporate job, just like you and Eden were prior to coming into Isagenix, listening to these podcasts on your you know, commute. I guess not coming into Isagenix, but do you know what I'm saying? Like at the beginning of their building. And I know that there's people that have working environments that they're not too excited about. Maybe it's negativity, or it's dog eat dog, or it's, you know, fear-based type of an atmosphere. Whereas here in Isagenix, it's so one team supportive. I mean, here you are taking your time out this morning that we're actually recording out of your busy life to pour into people that are listening to this podcast all around the globe. So it's a pretty powerful thing, and it is a huge clue. I love it. And that brings us obviously to what we want to really talk about, and that's the say, share, do. And you and Eden have contributed massively to this. And so with those that are brand new that don't know what this is, what is say, share, do?
So say, share, do is really a system designed to help you, the brand new person, or help you, the leader, quite frankly, as well, create massive and radical duplication in your organization. Because when people know exactly what to say to people when introducing Isagenix, when people know what tools to share and then they know what to do after someone has viewed a tool, if you can create an environment where everyone is kind of rowing in the same direction, that's how you create radical duplication. And so what we've put together with Say, Share, Do, in collaboration with corporate, in collaboration with some amazing leaders that we have access to in here at Isagenix, is really just that. It's a guide, it's a framework, it's templates, it's scripts, it's years and years of sales psychology and neuro-linguistic programming, things that have taken all of us years to learn and master, that we're now putting into documentation and facilitating for your growth, so you can feel confident when you go out there presenting Isagenix. And at the end of the day, I would say that confidence and certainty are probably two of the biggest deciding factors in whether or not you're going to be successful in doing this. And so knowing exactly what the process looks like and being willing to practice that process, even if it's ugly at first and messy at first, which I assure you it will be, that's what's going to strengthen you. That's what's going to create certainty. And that's what's going to make you more believable. And that's, quite frankly, what's going to give you a greater sense of influence with people, because they're going to observe your practice. They're going to observe your conversations. They're going to observe the process that you take them through. And they're going to go, wow, this is somebody that, yes, I know them, I like them, but now, and this is the biggest one, when people make buying decisions, I trust them. And so we're putting you in a position to be more influential and to be more certain in your approach and in your delivery of the Isagenix story.
Love it. I love it. You know, one thing we know for sure is that anybody that is successful in any industry, in any business, has a system and a process in place, and they follow it day in, day out, day in, day out. This is a little bit different of a business in the sense that it's people helping people, right? It's people sharing Isagenix day after day after day after day. And when you get that process nailed down and make it yours, and like what you said, Zach, that belief just oozes out of you as you're sharing things. That's where success happens. So let's talk about the scripts specific. Oh, by the way, before we go into the scripts, just so everybody knows where to find Say, Share, Do, where do they go to go get it?
If you just go to isagenixbusiness.com, there's just this giant banner that says Say, Share, Do. You really can't miss it today.
You know, okay. Awesome. So you newbies out there, go check it out. And then let's talk about the scripts, the ones that are obviously available there, provided in the say and the do steps. What are we looking at?
So scripts are really important. And I know that some people struggle with scripts, and they struggle with scripts because they say, well, it doesn't sound like me, or it feels inauthentic, or my friends are going to know I'm using a script. And I can appreciate all those things. But the reality is that if we're unwilling to use scripts, then we're making it about us. because here's the truth. The truth is that the scripts are designed to help people unlock unconscious barriers and objections that they're carrying that are preventing them from taking action in their lives. And if we really care about helping them to take a new action in their life, then we're going to be willing to use specific language and specific formulas to help them take that next step in their process of creating a different result in their lives, whether it be physically on the products or financially with the opportunity. So I get that scripts can feel uncomfortable at first, but what I want to encourage people to do is be willing to practice using the templates, practice using the scripts so much that they become natural. And the way that they're written, the way that they're designed is very conversational. It's very much up to date. It's relevant language. It's the type of communication you would use with somebody anyway. And the other reason that scripts are important, quite frankly, is because people are not duplicable, but systems and templates are. And what you're really looking for, Kirstie, is when you get someone started with Isagenix, they're observing all of your behavior. They're observing both consciously and unconsciously. What are you saying to them? What tools are you sharing? What's that process look like? And what they're observing is whether or not they can do what you're doing. And if you can sit there and say, hey, check out this script, does that look familiar? They're gonna go, oh my God, I can do that. And that right there, those words are the holy grail of network marketing, is having somebody observe your process, hear your language, observe the questions you're asking, and then go, I can do that. Because if they feel like they can do it, they're gonna do it. But if they feel like they don't know as much as you know, they feel like they might have to be a product expert, they have to be a health coach, they have to be a doctor, they have to be a personal trainer, if they feel like they need to be any of those things, they're never gonna have success and they're never gonna take action because they'll fear rejection. So that's why scripts are so important, because they give people a guide and a framework to help people unlock those unconscious barriers that are preventing them from taking a new action in their life.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, but reminding people to keep it super simple. You have the scripts in place, get comfortable with that. Get comfortable with not saying too much. You don't want to oversell or oversay what you have and what we're doing. I mean, that you'll talk someone right back out of a sale and enrollment. Absolutely, right? So the scripts are designed to keep you on track as the leader, and allow that. If you're keeping it super simple, guess what? You're going to have questions. And when you have questions, you answer them simply. You know, it's like, keep it basic. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to your point that when you show someone, when you enroll someone and they're ready to actually engage in the business, and then you show them the scripts, you're like, hey, does this look familiar? This is exactly what I did with you in the beginning. Don't change it. I have to say this. This is... I have you ever seen the Just Do It video on YouTube by Art Williams?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, like if you have not, if you're listening in, you've got to, after this podcast is over, go to YouTube, type in Art Williams, Just Do It. This is where Nike got the slogan, Just Do It. It is, what, 5 minutes, 7 minutes? And it's probably 1987. Yeah. He's at some huge national conference, and he's basically talking about people that... the difference between those that make $500,000 a year and those that make $50,000 a year, and their mindset, and that they just keep doing and doing and doing and doing it until the job gets done, right? So you've got to go check it out. But it's true. It's about keeping it simple and having that process in place. Now, I wanted to kind of transition here to icemovie.com. This is something that's a website that's been around forever. We love this site. People use it to show short video clips, whether it's based on athletic performance or whatever. But we have a new movie also that is kind of in the finalization stage, right? Do you want to share with everybody, kind of, can we talk about any details on this little movie?
We can talk a little bit about it. I spoke about it briefly at Celebration, but really what we're working on is a great tool that's going to help make the presenting of the Isagenix wellness systems more coherent and more evident. And it's really designed to help more people understand why they'd want to get started on a value pack, how Isagenix works on a day-to-day basis, what products they're going to want, what are the must-haves. And it's done through a really cool way of telling the story in ways that we haven't done previously. So we're really excited about it. We're in production. we're close. And I think the wait will be worth it, though, because we're really excited about all the content that we've been able to pull together on it. And I think it's just I think it's going to make a massive difference, because when you have a tool that can do the majority of the quote unquote selling for people, it really, again, going back to that word, it breeds confidence. Because if I know that, wow, I can just use this tool that has all the language, asks the right questions, and really puts me in a position to only have to focus on, you know, identifying what a person's goals are and then making, you know, recommendations on how to get started, wow, my job becomes a lot simpler, and my ability to earn an income on a part-time basis also becomes far more realistic. So that's the intention of the video. And again, coming soon.
I love it. Hey, how do you feel about being aligned with a company where you come in, you're your own entrepreneur, you're your own president and CEO of your own organization, basically, but you have this entire company, not only just in product development, product manufacturing, product distribution, you've got a legal team, you have a compliance team, you have a customer service department, you've got all of these things that are literally there working for you and creating amazing websites like isomovie.com, creating amazing tools, amazing movies. I mean, Zach, how does that make you feel?
Well, I think it's one of the biggest reasons that I choose network marketing as an entrepreneur. You know, I think that when you look at entrepreneurship, there are so many facets that come with creating a successful business, and they include all the things that you just suggested. And I just always take myself back, and I've owned franchises, I've done real estate investing, I've been in the insurance industry, like I've done it all. And I've even, you know, been in mobile app development, website development, you name it. And at the end of the day, you always require to scale a big business everything that you just described, right? Manufacturing, distribution, operations, education, training, like, you know, you name it, in capital, right? And all of those things take a lot of money and a lot of risk. And so with network marketing, we have a partnership with Isagenix where all those things are taken care of for us. So all we have to do as entrepreneurs is focus on the one thing that entrepreneurs are really designed to do, and that's solve people's problems. Mm-hmm. So we can spend our entire day solving people's problems and then teaching our teams how to solve people's problems without having to worry about all the overhead, all the inventory, all the legal and compliance stuff, all the customer service. That's handled by our corporate partners. So for me, it feels like freedom. It feels like, oh, wow, I can just focus on continually developing my skills and teaching people how to develop their skills and keep the main thing the main thing without having to worry about any of this other stuff. And it really puts me in a position, and this is where the biggest thing is for people that are making this transition to understand, is it allows us to work on our business as opposed to having to work in our business, which is where most solopreneurs find themselves, is having to work in their businesses.
Yep. It's a beautiful thing. I love it. And so if you've not been to isomovie.com since it's been newly revamped, go check it out. We can't wait for that new movie to be launched. And then, of course, going back to the say, share, do, let's talk about what you and your team are doing with this. And you know, what successes you're seeing when it comes to the growth in everybody's business.
Well, so we've been really utilizing kind of the framework of say, share, do since really 2013, really. Mm-hmm. So almost five and a half years now. We've been using templates and scripts and so much of what's been incorporated into say, share, do. And what it's allowed us to do, first of all, is it's allowed us to really live the network marketing dream. Now, what this means is we put in a lot of work up front, a lot. You know, we spent our first year and a half, 2 years working a lot of hours, really grinding, because it takes about, you know, 80%, a rocket ship uses up 80% of its fuel to take off. And we certainly did that. But because we've spent so much time training our systems and teaching the templates to our team, they're empowered to build without us. Now, the other thing it's allowed us to do, and this is probably the most exciting thing it's allowed us to do, is it's allowed us to scale our business. So when we opened in the UK, we were able to take all of our templates, all of our processes, basically the say, share, do that everyone has access to now, and say, hey, here you go. We just entered in different price packs, for example, on the do section when making a product recommendation. You know, we added some different kind of colloquial cultural phrases just to make it more comfortable. And then what happened when the Netherlands opened? Same thing. What about Belgium? Same thing, right? So that's the other thing that systems enable us to do, that Say Share Do allows you to do, is allows you to scale your business. And scalability is one of the most important things in growing any business. So if you can learn it, then you can do it. And if you can do it, then you can teach it. And that's really the magic of network marketing. So learn Say Share Do, do Say Share Do, teach Say Share Do over and over and over again.
Excellent. So obviously getting familiar with the scripts, following things step by step, go check it out. Then start reaching out to obviously friends and family members. Use social media too. And by the way, just real quick, I know that you and Eden, you love social media. It's a huge part of your connecting with people in the business. I would assume that you're implementing these scripts and this process, obviously, no matter where you're at, if you're belly to belly, face to face, or social media, correct?
100%. And really, yeah. Social networking is no different than real world networking. It's just opened up so much opportunity for us. I mean, there's really no excuse. There are literally millions and millions of people that we have access to now, thanks to things like Facebook and Instagram and, you know, Snapchat and YouTube and all those platforms. But, you know, it's like Michael Klaus says it the best. He goes, techniques change, principles remain the same. And so Say, Share, Do, these are principles. And then the technique with which we communicate, whether it be social media or whatever, it just changes a little bit. But everything stays the same from a principles perspective. So social media is massive. It gives everybody access to people all over the world. It's fascinating. And when I first started network marketing, Kirsty, like MySpace had just started. So there was no real social media. I mean, my mentor literally dropped me off in housing communities and said, start knocking. You know, he would drop me off at the mall and say, go get 100 names. He would drop me off outside of a college and say, go talk with people. That's how I learned, you know? So I think people have it so much simpler today than we had it when I first started, you know, 12 years ago. And I just think, yeah, social media is amazing. And then so having access to voice noting and video chat and things like that is just so cool. So if you're not taking advantage of social media, you know, you're missing the boat, because it's, you know, the opportunity is massive for people.
I cannot help but just chuckle here for 1 second and thinking about everything you just said and how things have changed based on network marketing. I mean, I'm thinking about the people that have been, you know, the trailblazers in this industry of network marketing that started out with Amway back in the day or Mary Kay and then evolved up into the now in being a part of our Isagenics family and some of the things that they shared. I remember when Isagenics was first getting started in 2002, if you wanted to join before our website was up and running, you had to fax in your application. I'm not kidding. It was hilarious. And Patty Raphael was the one receiving the faxes, the only one receiving those faxes. And heaven forbid if a fax came in and rolled onto the floor and then got out of the shuffle of the pile, you had to oh geez, it was hilarious. And then of course the iPhone comes around 5 years later after the company's existence begins, right? And then here we are fast forwarding to today, to social media in a whole new world. I mean, this is... what a fun time to be living in and a fun time to be building in Isagenics, you know, with network marketing. It's incredible if you think about it.
It's remarkable. And when you look at what's happening in the economy and people are looking for side jobs or side hustles, if you will, you know, they're turning to, you know, driving strangers around in their car. They're letting people stay in their homes. They're renting out rooms. They're selling things online. The U economy or the gig economy is here, and it's here in a big way. And if you consider what network marketing specifically with Isagenics provides, it provides a way in which you can do that without having to trade time for money. But again, coming back to the system, coming back to Say, Share, Do, being committed to learning these processes, teaching these processes, and just doing them over and over and over again. And look, it's like Eden talks about this all the time. Be willing to use every interaction as practice. And Eden shared a quote during her keynote at NYKO this last year that was just amazing. And she repeats it all the time. And she says, without practice, there is no glory. Right? She says, there is no glory in the practice, but without practice, there is no glory.
I love it. So true. Man, Zach, what an awesome podcast. Thank you so much for coming on. And thank you so much for like lending basically the framework of this Say Share Do to Isagenix and to just, you know, imparting it to everybody out in the field. Because let's face it, I mean, there's a lot of amazing leaders out there that are working with their teams and breathing life and belief into their team members. But there's also some people out there that they really don't have the leadership, right? So to be able to have them tap into these podcasts and of course all of these systems, it's a beautiful thing. So we appreciate you and Eden. Can't wait to see you. I know hopefully it's like right around the corner with some of our travels, but again, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always an honor to serve this community. I really appreciate you, Kirsty.
Thank you. And for everybody listening in, best of luck as you continue to push forward in your business building this week. And again, if you're not using the scripts, if you're not implementing the Say, Share, Do, do it. Go to isogenicsbusiness.com. Submerge yourself. Invest the time to review everything and wrap your mind around your process and your system and hit the ground running. And of course, we want to hear about it. We want to hear about your successes. So reach out to corporate. Let us know what's happening. And until next time, everyone, best of success. Take care. Bye-bye. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates appearing on this podcast substantially exceed the average results achieved by all associates during the same time periods and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements depend on many factors, including the individual associate's business and networking skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, work habits, and other abilities. For average earnings, please see the Isagenix Independent Associate Earnings Statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. That's www.isagenixearnings.com.